all that, you say you're going to South so-and-so's
funeral service.
Yes.
And sometimes people who dress in black at a funeral, you say they're
in the morning.
Do people still do that?
I don't think so. I don't. Most of them get as gay as they can get.
Really?
They don't pay no attention to that anymore. That's out of style.
Used to do that pretty regularly?
Always did. Like a woman, husband died, they'd go for months without wearing black.
Yes, ma'am.
And now they don't pay the black no attention, whatever. Don't think about it.
Yes.
I think every city is starting.
Have you ever heard of a kind of disease that children used to get? They get these sores in their throat, and their throat would close up, and they couldn't breathe.
Diphtheria?
Yes, ma'am.
It used to be a regular thing, but she gives shots now to keep that down.
You don't hear too much about
it? No, they vaccinate for that.
What about a disease that would cause somebody's skin and eyeballs to turn yellow?
That's hepatitis. That's a bad disease.
Sure is. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Yellow jaundice.
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard that. They used to call it yellow jaundice. More, but they call it the other name.
Yes.
They name it different.
Say, if somebody gets a severe pain right about here, they might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
You still have yours?
No, I don't have an appendix. Mine's gone. Mine's been cut out so long ago, I forgot about it.
You still got mine.
You have? Yes, you'd be better off without it. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
That's a point.
Yeah, you got a point there. And I didn't even know I had nothing wrong with mine until I had a gallbladder operation. And the doctor said my appendix was worse than my gallbladder.
Really?
That's and he taken them out at the same time.
He did the
operation? Mm-hmm.
Say, if somebody ate something that didn't agree with him, and it came back up, you'd say he had to...
Stomachache or vomiting.
Right. Have you ever heard anybody, if they were just joking about that, you might say...
Yeah, oh, he's throwing up.
Right. You're joking about it.
Yeah. That wasn't that expression to use.
Have you ever heard anything else besides that? Throwing up?
Oh, he heard him say, oh, he had a stomachache.
Yeah. Something maybe kind of crude. Have you ever heard people say he had a puke?
Yeah, I heard him say, oh, he's puking his head off. Crazy thing. I like that. I've seen people worrying about doing that.
So that would be a kind of funny thing. Funny way of saying if he had a puke.
Sure would. No, you don't hear that anymore.
Yes,
people learn better language than that.
It'd be better to say just vomiting. Say if the boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly, and the neighbors figure that he's getting serious about it, you'd say that he was...
He's courting that girl. Now they'd have said dating.
Used to, you said courting?
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else you said back then besides courting?
That's all I can ever hear says. Courting.
Did you ever hear sparking?
Sparking, yeah.
Said that too?
Yeah, said that too. But they didn't ever say dating. That's
new word.
New word from dating now.
What would you call him? You'd say that he was her?
Her boyfriend.
And she was his?
Girlfriend.
Did you say anything different years ago?
I don't think we even used that word.
Did you ever say beau or?
Beau. That was his beau, or her beau.
Yes.